Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Specialty Restaurant Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashutosh Joytiraditya from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Julius. Hello and good afternoon, everyone present on the call. I, on behalf of ICICI Securities, welcome you on Specialty Restaurant Limited's Q4 FY26 earnings call. I would like to thank the management to give this opportunity of hosting the call. From the management, we have with us Mr. Avik Chatterjee, Whole-time Director and CEO, and Mr. Rajesh Kumar Mohta, Executive Director of Finance and CFO. I now hand the call over to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
This is Rajesh Kumar Mohta, CFO of Specialty Restaurants Limited. On behalf of the management, we welcome all the participants to the investors' call of the company after the approval of the results for quarter four of FY26 and financial year FY26 by the Board of Directors and submission to the stock exchanges as per the LODR guidelines. I hereby present the quarter highlights for your ready information, though the investors' presentations have been uploaded on the websites of stock exchanges. I'm happy to inform that for the last 19 quarters, the company has been making consistent profits, and we have done a CAGR of 12.39% on revenues over the last five years, with a CAGR of 11.16% on PAT for the five-year period. Revenues during the quarter have grown by 13.65% over the quarter of the last year, year-on-year basis, with profit after tax increasing by 44.20%. The improvement in profitability is supported by same-store sales growth witnessed during the quarter, which had been 2.25% in the quarter compared to the previous year. You would be happy to note that because of the efficiencies, despite inflationary trends, the gross margins for the company have improved from 69.1% to 70.4%, which has aided the improvement in the profitability. These were the few highlights which we wanted to bring to your reference. Now, we leave it to yourself for the question-answer session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding this, our Chinese or the Asian food segment. Sir, one of our competitors is getting Panda Express into India. So how should we look at it from a competitive intensity and market growth perspective going forward?
Yeah, so this is Anjan Chatterjee. I was not supposed to be in the call. Hello, gentlemen. Very good evening, and thank you for giving your good time and valuable time. I would like to introduce my son, who's been handling these calls of late, just to keep all of you informed that he's been inducted. He's been on a whole-time director post over a period of time. He's joined this company almost in 2014. Now, he's been given the responsibility of leading the pack and becoming the CEO of the company. So, here is Avik Chatterjee, who's going to be giving you answers now. Avik, over to you.
So, thanks for your question. To have a response to Panda Express, actually, Mainland China and Panda Express are very different brand segments and categories. Panda Express is more of a fast QSR format, whereas Mainland China is a fine casual and Asia Kitchen comes to casual fun dining. Hence, we do not see any threat or loss of business due to Panda Express coming in.
So do we see the consumption pattern moving from casual or fine dining towards these fast QSR restaurants, because another competitor, Chinese Wok, has raised a decent amount of funding? So I'm just trying to understand, can we move towards the fast QSR? Can we position ourselves towards the fast QSR segment going forward, or is consumption moving towards that segment?
So while I appreciate your question, we actually already have a digital QSR brand that we've been growing at a big pace. It's called Haka. And why we call it digital QSR? Because it's a delivery-first brand. And so we have, while understanding that our strengths of the company are into Asian dominant, which is Oriental cuisine, for which we want to be dominating the Asian segment in all different categories. You'd be happy to hear that we've launched our premium Asian dining restaurant as well, which is Gong in Bandra. Right after Gong comes in Mainland China, which is our fine dining. Right under Mainland China comes the price point of Asia Kitchen, which is more casual fun dining and mainly located in high footfall locations like malls. And then we have Haka, which is a digital QSR, which is a delivery first model. So hence what happens is, because our knowledge of Asian cuisine and our strength is so much, since so many years of experience being 35 years, we're utilizing all our capabilities to come and bring it into various categories of Asian dominance. Hence, we're having an Asian brand for every price point. And going forward, we'd be doing the same cut, copy, paste expansion for our Asian brands.
Sir, so understood. Sir, now what was the SSG for Q4 as well as for the full year FY26?
As I mentioned earlier, sir, the SSG for Q4 was 2.25%. And for the year round, it is 1.49%.
1.4. Sir, now, if we see the our other peers, they might not be like to like now. For example, this Barbecue Nation, they did 14% SSG in fourth quarter. So any reason why we are lagging on this parameter? And sir, what are we really doing to ramp up the SSG, and what is the SSG you are looking for in FY27?
Just to inform yourself, in the month of April, we have an SSG of 11.57%. So effectively, the improvement has happened because of the increase in the dine-in covers across formats, across restaurants. So effort is on for increasing the dine-in revenues, because delivery in any which ways is growing for us.
Okay, I'll button here. One of the reasons that the SSG was slower because of the fact that, you know, our restaurants had not been renovated over a period of time. So what we have started doing, it's beginning starting from the Andheri West, then the Pune, now Bangalore, etc. We are renovating, refurbishing it after almost 10 to 11 years. So everywhere we see the, you know, renovation and refreshing being done, you will see an SSG growth. So going forward, like April onwards, we have around four of them in fold, which have been refreshed. As you know that Mainland China continues to be a formidable brand in the area of Oriental cuisine. It is for one single reason that it has not been growing to that extent, because people were not necessarily, you know, very happy with the renovation that it had to come in terms of refreshment, which we have done this, you will see in the coming quarters, as it is, he's already told you forward-looking, it is going to be double-digit going forward.
Great, sir. That is really encouraging. And sir, so what is the kind of capex that we are looking for in FY27 on these renovations and on new store openings?
This would be 40 crores.
40 crores. Okay, sir. And sir, just another question, sir. If we see our list of brands, brand-wise contribution, sir, then the, like, almost, like, the bottom, I can see around eight brands, they're hardly contributing like less than 10%. So is it really worth the effort? So will it not be much better to focus on few key brands and really push them in a big way?
I think that's very rightly pointed out by yourself. So we've taken a call post the pandemic, which was a very tough time for us, to pause all other brands without apart from the focus brands that we have. The focus brands currently remain to be Mainland China, Asia Kitchen, Hakka, Gong, Siciliana, Walters and Sweet Bengal. These are our focuses for the company. Apart from this, all the other brands that we currently have are all profitable units. Hence, we would not like to shut them, but no further expansion of those units or brands would be taken forward for the as the strategy of the company for the upcoming years.
Understood, sir. Sir, and just clarity, sir, now as far as home delivery is concerned, sir, so we can make the delivery from all our kitchens across all brands, like for example from Mainland China. Can we deliver a Riyasat order or a Flame and Grill order from Mainland China kitchen?
So what happens is, because every cuisine requires different equipment and different manpower skill, hence from Mainland China we can definitely, and we have been delivering Asia Kitchen, Hakka and Gong, and this is something that we will be continuing in each store for any physical outlet brand that we can see. We would have four different deliveries, but in the same cuisine.
Understood, sir. And sir, as far as the foreign business is concerned, sir, is the understanding correct that the franchisee, we don't have to make any investment and the franchisee will pay 6% of the top line to us in terms of royalty?
Yes, that's correct.
Sir, so in India, are there no takers for such a model on a franchisee basis wherein we don't have to make any investment?
So there are takers, but, you know, we need strategic partnerships. In India, the kind of partnerships that we keep on looking for, we need skin in the game from the investor. Why? Because these are not robotic functions. These are manpower-related issues. And if someone does have the skill, know-how and passion to be running, and experience, of course, to be running restaurants, that is a suitable partner for a long-term relationship.
So whatever franchises we have, like for example, we have, I understand 11 franchises are there, and now we have like 7 franchises remaining. So all of them are giving us 6% of their revenue per month as royalty.
That's correct.
Okay, sir. Understood.
Sir, how should we look at the scalability of these brands? Because maybe prior to COVID, Asian cuisine was not so much focused. So how should we look at the scalability going forward over the next 3 to 5 years?
We'd be continuing to, for example, Asia Kitchen is the perfect mall fit. That means with the growth of malls of India, Asia Kitchen could look forward to grow as well. That's our strategy for that brand. For Gong, we have found a premium Asian segment, which is double the average spend per cover of a mainland China. So what happens is our throughput is way higher and larger. And so we'd be after we've just launched Gong in Bandra in Mumbai, where next month we'll be opening a Gong in Pune city, which is the second outlet of Gong in Pune city, and the following month we're going to be opening Gong in Delhi at Vasant Kunj. Hence what happens is, alongside the flagship brands, we also have a premium brand that we can go for the premium neighborhood and metro cities.
Got it. Sir, so in terms of scalability, sir, can we scale mainland China Asia Kitchen to 50 restaurants over the maybe next five years? Is that a possibility or that is a far-fetched number?
Actually, we're very close to that number for the next 5 years. So that's absolutely on our plan.
Got it. Sir, what was the price hike that we took during this year?
Sorry?
A price hike.
Sorry, we are unable to hear you properly. Can you please...
Sir, what was the pricing hike that we took during this year?
So, I will take this up. As you know that we are going through a very bad patch in terms of the, you know, cost side. Input costs have gone up tremendously, which starts from fuel, energy, and now that the freights will go up because of the petrol and diesel. So, in spite of the fact that, you know, there is tremendous amount of headwind, we've just taken a 4% price rise because of the reasons that we don't want to, you know, the customers also actually burden, and we are in a discretionary spend area, so we are very, very carefully watching it, because with the volume of 4% is mitigated, we are not wanting to earn any extra money at this point of time. The leader holds the price line, so we continue to believe in that right from the beginning, and we've not taken more than 4% at this point.
Got it. Sir, just final two questions from my end. Sir, what would be the average occupancy across our restaurants? And second thing was, sir, the Haka three, the three stores that you have for Haka, are these standalone QA, cloud kitchen type of outlets? Or these are the ones that are integrated into our Asia Kitchen or Mainland China outlets?
So it's a hybrid. During pandemic, we learned a lesson of our lifetime because, you know, we had to work within our means, and out of, you know, any kind of necessity is the mother of invention, and that's exactly what happened, that we have large kitchens. So we started optimizing and sweating the assets and started putting a Haka and, of course, a No Calcutta cloud within all the kitchens of mainland China. So you will see that almost 40 to 45% or maybe 50 now, are wherever we are going, we are doing a mainland China delivery, which is a part of the brick and mortar store. We are doing a Haka, and we are adding along with that an O Calcutta. So going forward, this is a combination of a model. So 50 and the rest almost are independent, because, you know, the cloud kitchen model, as you know, Rebel, they have 5 to 6 brands, major brands, within one store area, that's the back of the store or the commissary. So it actually survives only when you have more than 3 to 4 brands in terms of store economics. So we have exactly done that, and you will be very happy to see that in spite of the fact that there have been lots of ups and downs going in, but Haka is steadily growing, and we expect this to go to a very decent number in next 2 quarters.
Okay, sir. Sir, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Jyotiri Aditya from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is on the demand situation. I heard you that for the month of April, the triple SG was at around 11.5%. But like, how is the situation maybe in May, because it's almost now the month end, only 10 days are left. Why I'm asking this is that because we have seen that there has been some pressure on the consumer wallet now because of the anticipation of the inflation or the geopolitical uncertainties. So we have seen for some companies, or not exactly for the dining or the QSR sector, but in general for the staples or the grocery retailers, who have highlighted that there was some concern on the spending side. So anything which you want to highlight in this regard?
At the moment, we don't see that happening. We are obviously ready with our, you know, we fastened our seat belts, and we have got a few tactical promotions going on, which actually soften the, you know, ease the pockets of the consumer in the form of redemption coupons. We had done this during pandemic, so that's one thing. We don't believe in too much of discounting, tactical discounts apart if there's a festival, but otherwise we are fully ready with it. In fact, we're just about to start it by the end of this month, redemption coupons, which actually bring in more people. So very comfortably, if you're eating a 1,000 rupees meal, we'll make it a little softer for you by giving a 200 rupees, 150 rupees, and there are schemes of this kind which you know, is easy on their pocket. They can't redeem it when they're eating, but they have to come back so that it becomes a little easy for their pockets.
Okay, okay, understood, sir. And a second question, like you broadly touched upon that issue, the LPG thing. So just wanted to understand, like, how is the availability, and there are like other peers or maybe in the other industries, maybe like the bakery or the biscuit industry, the manufacturers are actually looking to shift to other sources of fuel, alternative sources. So, like, how are you managing the fuel supply at the kitchens?
Okay, very good question, and that's the one which is actually keeping us busy. We are all in the cockpit. We started on the 4th of March. This particular, you know, because of a bit of a peripheral vision that we have, we started this journey, and we had an emergency meeting, ERT, that's emergency response team that we have. During pandemic, we formed it, and we sat together to work around the fact that tomorrow there will be no LPG, there will be no PNG, and there should be CNG apart, we don't use it. So we started simulating a situation that, okay, because humne hamari 32 saal ki zindagi mein, matlab life cycle of the organization, we've seen mandi aur teji dekhke bade hue hain, but like pandemic was out of the syllabus, this is another one which is completely out of the syllabus, and this seems to be a worse one. So here we sat together and we understood that we have to do incubation of getting another source of energy which will actually sustain us. The show must go on. So thanks to the team of my chefs, they worked very hard, and we started importing at that point of time wok-based induction. So usually people have a perception that, you know, woks cannot be used on the induction. But we had already simulated this over a period of time in some of the cloud kitchens, which where we did not get enough, the gas permission from the fire department. So these clouds were running successfully. We had done that experiment. We again did this, abuse tested it. By the time we called around 300 of these sets, coming in from China, one after the other. As you know, we are a debt-free company, so such expenditure doesn't change, and we believe in keeping our standards very high. The question on the table was, the show must go on. So as we talk, 78% of our whole restaurant chain, that includes the new restaurant chain called Siciliana, that's Italian, is now not run by fuel, which is, you know, we are dependent on the international community, where the Honorable Prime Minister has been saying that there will be cuts, and of course from two bars to one bar, PNG is also gone. We knew this coming, and today being the biggest possible uncertain time ever come in the, you know, history of the world order is changing. So we are prepared to 78%, we are going to 100% in exactly 20 days. So we are fully prepared to ensure that the show must go on.
Okay, understood, sir. Very clear.
Just personal remarks from my end, I'm a frequent visitor of Siciliana, and I must say that the ambience and the food is it's really excellent. And thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Pardon me if I ask something which you have already mentioned because I missed the starting part. So I want to understand what percentage of our stores currently are fully mature stores wherein they have reached the peak, revenue potential.
Sir, can you repeat your question, please?
So what percentage of the stores currently out of the total web stores that we are fully mature in terms of revenue potential or restaurant potential?
Yeah, Mr. Mota, I'll take this.
Say, except for the openings during the year, rest are all matured stores for us because we look at the break-even between 4 to 6 months of the restaurant.
Got it. So, can you help me understand for the top priority brands that we have, you mentioned a few, like Mainland China, Asia Kitchen, Walters, Siciliana, and Haka. So, can you help me understand the revenue per restaurant for these top brands and say the EBITDA per store before lease and the general lease payments for these top 5-6 brands? And the capex per store, these metrics.
Yeah, to answer that, let's say for instance, we are on the process of taking a square foot of around 2,500 to 3,000 square foot maximum for these brands, excepting where Gong, which is a high-end brand, like Mr. Avik mentioned, those could be around 6,500 square foot. But on an average, when it is 2,500 to 3,000, we look forward for a revenue between 8 to 9 crores in a year with an EBITDA of 22% on restaurant basis. Thereafter, we take and the rentals are primarily at 21% for those restaurants when we are into malls where we have revenue share and minimum guarantee.
Got it. So you're saying that the rental per store is 21% of the revenue per store?
It's generally an average when we talk in terms of, let's say 20% could be the one on an average basis because the revenue share triggers at 17-18%, which with GST comes to around 20-21%.
Okay, so basically 20% of the revenue per restaurant is the rental cost.
Correct.
So post rental, so what is the operating profit per restaurant?
So we get 15%, sir.
Okay, post rental. So 15% is the post rental EBITDA per restaurant.
Correct, sir.
And what is the capex per store, if you can give me for Asia, Mainland, and definitely for Walters, Sweet Bengal, Haka?
See, if I may, for a Mainland Char or Asia Kitchen, it depends upon the square foot basis, but generally it ranges between 12,000 rupees to 13,000 rupees a square foot. And for Sweet Bengal and Walters, it is much lesser because these are all small stores.
Got it. So what was the total rental outlay in FY26 and what is the general annual escalation in rental costs?
See, if I may, the rental, let's say general escalation is either 5% every year or 15% every 3 years, depending upon the lease arrangement. That's the general increase. So it can be, we can take 5% every year kind. And the total outlay on rental outflow would be roughly around 73-74 crores.
Got it. So if we look at our restaurants, if we look at the top tier premium Haka restaurant or the new one that you mentioned, so can you give me an average order value? You can give a split, say the premium, the mid premium, and then Sweet Bengal Walters.
Sorry, what is that you are looking for Sweet Bengal and Walters?
Average order value per cover.
or average order value for Walters would be roughly around 700 rupees, and for Sweet Bengal it is 400 rupees.
Got it. And what about this is per cover, right? And what about Asia, Kitchen, Mainland China, and the premium ones that you mentioned?
So Mainland China hovers around 1200 to 1300 rupees per cover.
Per cover.
Yes.
Okay.
Similarly is Siciliana to Mainland China. Asia Kitchen is around 1000 to 1100 rupees. Gong is around 2500 to 3000 rupees.
Got it. So, so based on our the kind of clientele that we have, it looks like a kind of a clientele which is say middle upper middle class, which have a higher discretionary spend. So, in general, if there's a scenario of inflation which we see currently, which can be a double-ended sword for rest of business, because number one, because of food inflation, and number two, because of cut in discretionary spends. So generally, I mean, historically, based on our clientele, do we see any significant reduction in this in the spend at our restaurants?
No, we don't. Not as of now, for sure.
Okay, so past scenarios with high inflation or some domestic shocks, apart from COVID, we did not see any change in dine-in patterns or delivery patterns?
Not really.
Got it. So, we have about 150 CR plus of cash on our books. Now, pre-COVID, the number of stores that we, outlets that we have reached those levels currently. So, what are our growth plans for the current year and the next year? And are we looking at some massive expansion, because now that we have experienced it all and we have seen that our restaurants seem to be working well, so are we in discussions of having some large-scale expansion plans of opening increasing the growth of expansion?
Yes, in fact, this year itself we have scheduled to launch 8 new restaurants, 15 new Walters and 10 new Sweet Bengals. So that makes almost 32 new outlets operating only for this year, which would be growing year after year.
Got it. And for these new, for the 8 restaurants, can you also give a breakdown and the total capex for this, for these store expansions?
32 crores approximately for the restaurants and rest around 5 CR for the QSR and confectionery.
Got it. So total 37 CR of capex.
Yes.
So, sir, given that our share price has corrected significantly as well and it is available at very cheap valuations currently, as opposed to the kind of brand that we have built and the cash reserves that you have, are you in discussion for some share buyback, which will be of, which will give very good returns if the promoters don't participate to the company?
Depending upon the utilization, are you talking in terms of the cash flows available and being generated over a period of time?
I mean, the company has built up a good cash pile currently. So, are you looking for any share buybacks as a means to return to the long-term shareholders? Because the share price is also available at very cheap valuations currently, and it is corrected significantly. So, I would like to understand if you have any buyback plans.
Point taken. I presume this may be taken up by the board members only. So it would be difficult for us to say right now, depending upon the situations prevailing over a period of time.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much. I hope you take this consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Zaki Abbas Nasir, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening and congratulations on a steady quarter in tough times. Sir, going ahead for 27, could we assume that you will do a growth of 15% on the revenue basis looking at the new launches?
Yes, absolutely, sir. How are you?
Good, sir. Good, sir. Thank you.
Yeah,
so, 15%. My question was that are we looking at a 15% growth in top line, sir, this year, looking at the new launches?
Yes, sir. Maybe more.
Okay, so it would be closer to a 600 crore top line we could have this year?
Inshallah,
yes.
So could we assume, sir, ke, March 27, if we do 600 and at a slower pace, March 28, we could look at a 700 crore top line, sir?
Absolutely right, subject to Mr. Trump's behavior.
Sir, and sir, about the two about your two brands, Sweet Bengal, Sweet and Namkeen are turning out to be a new segment and a new business altogether. So, what are your thoughts on carving up a larger growth trajectory for Sweet Bengal? And the next question would be to Avik Walters. I mean, what next for Walters?
I'd take up the Walters question first. For Walters, we have planned 15 new stores for this year. That would make our total into 20 stores for the brand. And we have been launching newer products and catering right from until the late night as well, because deliveries have been very favorable for us till like 3 to 4 a.m. So the operational hours of each Walters would be increasing, which would lead to greater revenues. Apart from that, new product lines, for example, focused dessert lines and beverages lines, is something that is also on the plans for Walters. So this is our entire schedule for Walters for growing in Maharashtra region, because we have our commissary already set up and it's geared to take up to 20 to 25 stores.
Fantastic. And about the Sweet Bengal segment, I mean, that can grow onto a business in itself. So how do we look at taking that forward, sir?
So absolutely. So as we speak, we're in the process of finalizing our rebranding experience with Sweet Bengal, because it's been delayed quite some time, and we're finally happy to be launching our rebranding of the brand. Alongside that, new product lines will of course come in, and we will be looking at FMCG packaging ranges as well for the brand. Once it's fully rebranded, stores are refreshed and new product lines are activated.
Fantastic. And as of March, and what was the cash we have on books, sir?
162.48 crores.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir, and best wishes for financial year 27. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chandramouli Jagannathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Most of my questions have been answered. I just wanted to know, the cash that you are talking about is a net cash? You don't have... It's a net cash on...
So this is the cash which is there as treasury investment, sir. The net cash would be 103 crores.
103 crores. Oh, okay. So, and you were talking about the 15% growth in the top line. What is the bottom line that you expect, sir?
So we would be able to improve to the extent of 15-16% over a percentage increase on EBITDA numbers with the increase in revenues, because of the
front-end costs of the new restaurants which would continue to open over next 2 years.
Okay. And you were talking about, you know, you're totally kind of going to move into an induction thing. What is the CapEx that you have done for that, sir?
So we have already spent almost like 1.12 crores on inductions walk, which Mr. Anjan indicated from the 4th of March till date.
Okay. And the fuel cost, what is going to be like to like comparison, sir, instead of using the traditional LPG, or what would be the any cost increment that you will face out of this, or it could be less?
No, given the circumstances and as the prices of the basic fuel to LPG and PNG moving northwards, I think that we will be either same price or maybe less, because there's an interesting part here that, you know, when you use any kind of a fuel in the form of gas, there is a wastage which is inadvertent, because, you know, this is called the pilot. The pilot keeps on burning, because the last moment you have, you know, orders coming in, and there's some kind of a, they put it on sim that continue, which is a habit because of the fact that the 2 hours of the, you know, weekend or any weekday is very important for the business. So instead of that, all these electric, you know, induction-supported ones have a pilot, and the moment you put the wok, it's on, and then when you take it out, same with the fryers, and you take it out, it's auto cut. So there's a, we've already seen a, we've done a pilot in one particular restaurant where we've been able to send, save around 6% of the, compared to apple with the gas versus electric.
Great, sir. Great, sir. That's all from me. Thank you. Thanks for running.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand, you mentioned we are doing currently 7% EBITDA margin post our rental expenses. So how will this grow to 15% if you could help me understand?
We are doing 15% on restaurant level basis, sir. Post the rentals.
Sir, so if I look at our cash flow statement, we did close to 80 odd crores of CFO, and I deduct the 50 odd crores of rental expenses, it's coming out to be closer to 33 crores. On our 476 crore revenue, that is closer to 7-8% of EBITDA margins. So where I'm getting this wrong. So you are not, hello?
Sorry, I think when we are talking in terms of 15-16%, this is on the restaurant level basis. Because...
Sir, so what would, yeah.
When we were
sir, talking, your voice is cracking.
Sorry?
Sir, your voice is getting disturbed in the middle.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, sir.
Please. So the whole idea was when we were talking in terms of payback, 15-16% is on the restaurant level basis. Thereafter, we have corporate costs, etc. As a result of that, from a cash flow perspective, you would have got this EBITDA numbers, which is after the corporate cost.
Got it. And sir, what would be corporate cost as a percentage of our revenue going forward?
This is a step-down reduction when we the established fixed cost for corporate would get amortized on the more number of restaurants, because for last 2 years, post-COVID, we had not expanded. The corporate cost continued to be there. Now we have got into the expansion mode, and there would be a step-down reduction in the corporate cost, which used to be 6-7%, is now at 4%.
Got it. And sir, I missed on the occupancy part. Sir, what is our current occupancy at our current outlet, across our outlets currently?
See, this is a very mixed bag. It all depends upon individual restaurants averaging out because of a high, let's say when we talk in terms of Gong, which is the of the highest order, there the overall occupancy is in any which way is low. So what we look at is from the, and business is distributed higher between weekends and weekdays. But on an average, if you like, take on the installed capacity of covers, etc., we are at around two times of our existing capacity on an average basis.
Okay, got it. Sir, that was from mine. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Zaki Abbas Nasi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, with the 32 new touch points opening this year, what will be our final count at the end of the current financial year, sir, in terms of touch points?
So we are 121 as on 31st March. So if we add on almost like including Walters, Sweet Bengal and the restaurants, we would be touching 150 numbers.
Okay, fantastic. So you would cross 150 by the end of this current financial year.
Sir, God willing. Thank you.
Fantastic, sir. Best wishes. Thank you, sir.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference to the management for the closing comments.
On behalf of the management, we are extremely thankful for your participation to the conference call today on our results of Q4 FY26. With God's grace and your wishes, we will be able to achieve what we are working hard on. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.